Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. Today's program is made possible by a generous grant from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. I'll begin with an article from the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for December 20th. Here's what's in the spotlight. Last chance to see Santa at Wickham. Wickham Park will host its 37th annual Santa's Workshop in its Hilltop Cabin through Sunday, December 23rd. Hours are 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays and 1 to 5 p.m. weekends. Admission is free. Children must be accompanied by an adult. The Winter Wonderland is decorated with a 16-plus foot Christmas tree. Holiday music plays throughout the day, and Mrs. Claus serves cocoa. To help spread the spirit of Christmas, visitors may bring non-perishable food items to be donated in the name of the Friends of Wickham Park to local food pantries. Guests are advised to dress warmly because there may be a wait. Santa's Workshop is sponsored by Wickham Park, a nonprofit foundation off Interstate 84 at Exit 60. For more information, call 860-528-0856 or visit the website Wickham, W-I-C-K-H-A-M, park.org. Torchlight Parade in East Windsor. East Windsor's annual Torchlight Parade and Carol Sing will be held Saturday, December 22nd. The family event features kids' activities, hay rides, carol singing, and a visit from Santa. The parade will step off from the middle school at 5:30 p.m. Kids' activities will begin at 6:15 p.m. at the Broadbrook Firehouse, where refreshments will be served and raffle tickets sold. Attendees are asked to bring a non-perishable food item to benefit the Five Corner Cupboard. For more information, call 860-627-6662 or visit the website eastwindsorrec.com. Cheney Cinema Saturday. The Manchester Public Library, 586 Main Street, will show a romantic comedy featuring an opulent ethnic Chinese family during Cheney Cinema Saturday on December 22nd at 2 p.m. Due to license restrictions, since admission is free, the library cannot release the name of the movie being shown. It is rated PG-13 and runtime is 2 hours. A native New Yorker accompanies her boyfriend to a wedding in Singapore, where she discovers that his family is one of the wealthiest in the country, and he is one of society's most eligible bachelors. Light refreshments will be served. No registration is required for this free event. For more information, call 860-643-2471 or visit the library website library.townofmanchester.org. Farmers Markets Celebrations. The Ellington Farmers Market final event before Christmas, a holiday extravaganza, takes place Saturday, December 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m. at the YMCA, 11 Penny Street. 35 vendors will be bringing a wide variety of farm and specialty food products, along with seafood and artisan wares. For more information, visit the website ellingtonfarmersmarket.com. The Coventry Winter Farmers Market is held Sundays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. through March 17th at Coventry High School. More than 30 vendors will be selling locally grown produce, beef, turkey, pork, eggs, cheese, baked goods, soup, honey, soap, jewelry, and pottery. For more information, visit the website CoventryWinterFarmersMarket.com. More than 12 local farms will be at Lost Acres Vineyard for a holiday farmers market on Saturday, December 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Locally grown and produced wine and a wide variety of produce, meat, and specialty products will be available at the indoor market at Lost Acres Vineyard, 80 Lost Acres Road, North Granby. Turkeys from Miller's in Avon can be pre-ordered for pickup at the market. For more information, visit the website lostacresvineyard.com. History Center open. The Manchester Historical Society invites the public to visit the History Center, 175 Pine Street, Monday through Friday, throughout December. Holiday hours are 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., closed Christmas Day and New Year's Day. A special Cheney Silk exhibit celebrates the company's 180th anniversary. Admission is free, donations are accepted. Parking is available in a small lot north of the building on Pine Street and along Pleasant Street. For more information, call 860-647-9983 or visit the website manchesterhistory.org. Drive-through light shows brighten up the season by J.I. Staff. There are many reasons to celebrate this joyous season and many ways to share them with family and friends. Take a drive to Springfield and Hartford and points in between to experience the best and the brightest. Springfield, Bright Nights at Forest Park is on display through Tuesday, January 1st. Admission is $18 per car Monday through Thursday and $21 per car Fridays, Saturdays, and Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. A coupon for $3 off is available online. Gates open every night at 5 p.m. Buses have the priority until 6 p.m. Lights will stay aglow until 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and holidays, or until every car in line has taken the 3-mile tour. Special events for kids during the holiday show taking place in Santa's Magical Forest include free craft sessions on Christmas Day and New Year's Day during all open hours. New Year's Eve festivities from 5 to 8 p.m. and rides on the Winter Carousel and Santa Train. Every night through Monday, December 24th, Santa will be present for photos and to listen to holiday wishes. Visitors can also leave a letter in his mailbox. The newest display represents the hometown hockey team, the Thunderbirds, illuminated by more than 3,700 bulbs. The display is 70 feet across and 20 feet high and depicts two Springfield Thunderbirds passing the puck with the team's logo between them. For more information, call the Spirit of Springfield at 413-733-3800 or visit the website brightnights.org. Hartford Holiday Light Fantasia in Goodwin Park, 1130 Maple Avenue on the Hartford-Wethersfield town line, is open through New Year's Day. The lighted animations celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, and Three Kings Day. The collection of more than 1 million lights are arranged in more than 200 whimsical holiday sites, which include familiar characters and local tributes along a 2-mile drive. Holiday Light Fantasia is the single largest fundraiser for the Channel 3 Kids Camp. The illuminated drive-through display is open from 5 to 9 p.m. each Sunday through Thursday and from 5 to 10 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays. Admission is $15 per car. In addition, to the light show. Children can visit Santa on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 8 p.m., free with show admission. For extra fun, find Flurry the dog hidden among the lights and enter to win a new iPad on the Holiday Light Fantasia website. Thursday, December 27th is Military Appreciation Night. Admission is free for veterans and active service personnel who show a valid military or veteran association issued ID. For more information about the show, volunteering, a $2 discount coupon, or directions to Goodwin Park, call the Channel 3 Kids Camp at 860-742-2267 or visit the website www.holidaylightfantasia.com. East Windsor, a holiday tradition, Winterfest, and the Tunnel of Lights at the Connecticut Trolley Museum is open through December 30th. Hours are 5 to 9 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Santa will be in his usual spot in an historic caboose in the Visitor Center for photos and to give a small gift to each child until he has to fly back to the North Pole on Christmas Eve. Admission is $15 for adults, $14 for seniors 62 and older, $10 for children ages 4 to 12, $3 for children 3 and younger, $2 discounts Friday and Sunday nights for adults and seniors, half off for museum members. Winterfest and the Tunnel of Lights is celebrating its 40th operating year as a family holiday tradition. Halls are decked both inside and outside with more than 15,000 light bulbs. Outside, closed trolley cars transport guests through a tunnel of lights as they sing traditional Christmas carols with their trolley car operators. For an open-air view of the Tunnel of Lights, one open sleigh car is lit up with holiday lights. Be sure to dress warm and bring blankets. Large and small train layouts are on display in the main hall, along with more full-scale trolleys. Hot cocoa and warm snacks are available for purchase inside the visitor center. For more information about Winterfest and the Tunnel of Lights, call 860-627-6540. Go to the Winterfest CT on Facebook or visit the website ct-trolley.org. The nonprofit Connecticut Trolley Museum is at 58 North Road, Route 140 in East Windsor. South Windsor Community Concert, January 5th, by J.I. Staff. South Windsor. The South Windsor Community Chorus will present its annual concert Saturday, January 5th. The chorus invites the public to join them at moments of joy and peace as they extend the joy and peace of the holidays into the new year. The concert will take place at 7 p.m. at the South Windsor High School Auditorium, 161 Nevers Road. Tickets are $7 for adults, $5 for seniors and kids, free for military personnel in uniform. Light refreshments will be served after the concert. People who bring a non-perishable food item for the South Windsor Food Bank will receive a ticket for a South Windsor Community Chorus door prize. Tickets for comedy series on sale. Springfield. MGM Springfield will host the Roar comedy series beginning Friday, January 4th. Tickets are on sale with prices for specific shows ranging from $23 to $33, available through Ticketmaster. Roy Wood Jr. opens the series Friday and Saturday, January 4th and 5th. Alonzo Bodden closes out the series Thursday through Saturday, May 2nd to the 4th. Among the performers will be Vicky Barbalak, February 8th to the 10th, who shares stories about her own life from working in her family's carpet business to dueling with ex-husbands and raising two kids while living in California. For more information, visit the website mgmspringfield.com/roar, R-O-A-R. Wadsworth to host Jazz Brunch by J.I. Staff. Hartford. The Wadsworth Athenaeum Museum of Art, 600 Main Street, will present the Sarah Hanahan Quartet at a Jazz Brunch Sunday, December 30th at 10:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. Tickets for the a la carte brunch are $38, $28 for members, and include museum admission. Tickets must be purchased online and are not available by phone. After the jazz, explore the galleries on your own or take a tour with a docent. Currently on exhibit are bed furnishings in early America, An Intimate Look, through January 27th. Boca de Vries Matrix 180, War and Pieces, through January 6th, and Monsters and Myths, Surrealism and War in the 1930s and 1940s, through January 13th. To purchase tickets, go to the website The Wadsworth, WADSWORTH.org. Superhero Week at Springfield Museums during the break. Springfield. The Springfield Museums present It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superhero Week, Thursday, December 27th through Sunday, December 30th. Daily activities include superhero face painting, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Visit Professor Knows a Lot and get your face painted like one of your favorite superheroes. Wall of Heroes, all day. Let the world know who your hero is, whether he or she is someone famous or someone right from your own home. Tell us who your personal hero is and why. Design your own hero shield, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., from ancient Greeks and Romans to our Marvel and DC favorites. Shields have been an important weapon and defensive tool for thousands of years. Color your own shield with colors and images that empower you. Super Animals, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Grab a card and see if you can find an animal in Habitat or Mammal Hall that inspired your favorite superhero character. For a full schedule of events, visit the website springfieldmuseums.org/programs/category/family activity. The Springfield Museums are located on the quadrangle at 21 Edwards Streets. Hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is adults, $25, seniors 60 and older, and college students, 60 and 50, youths 3 to 17, $13, children younger than 3, free. Air Museum offers loads of fun activities during the December school vacation. By J.I. Staff. Windsor Locks. The New England Air Museum is offering an exciting array of family fun activities during school vacation week, Wednesday, December 26th through Sunday, December 30th. Explore three giant exhibit hangars filled with more than 60 historic aircraft and experience the wonders of flight through daily hands-on build and fly challenges, interactive flight science demonstrations, computerized flight simulators, scavenger hunts, and open cockpit experiences in historic aircraft. In addition to these daily activities, special events are scheduled from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. each day. December 26th Straw Rocket Challenge. Are you a rocket scientist? Find out by building and launching a straw rocket using our specialized NEAM rocket launchers. December 27th, Lego Flying Machine Contest. Children ages 3 to 13 are invited to construct a flying machine using the New England Air Museum collection of Legos to enter the contest. December 28th, Model Airplane Workshop. Build and fly balsa wood airplanes with help from a team of expert builders, ages 3 and older, $5 per model kit. December 29th, Paper Plane Contest. Use your imagination to construct a far-flying paper plane from a variety of materials. December 30th, Parachute Drop Challenge. Learn the science of parachutes while building and launching a weight-bearing parachute. The museum is open daily from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed Christmas Eve and day, and New Year's Eve and day. Admission is $15 for ages 15 and older, $14 for seniors 65 and older, and $10 for ages 4 to 14. New England Air Museum members and children younger than 3 are admitted free. The museum is at 36 Perimeter Road, adjacent to Bradley International Airport. For more information, visit the website neam.org. A Christmas Carol, continuing its 21st season at Hartford Stage, by J.I. Staff. Hartford. Hartford Stage, 50 Church Street, presents A Christmas Carol, A Ghost Story of Christmas, now in its 21st year, running through Saturday, December 29th. Michael Preston, who made his debut as Ebenezer Scrooge last year, will again play the miser who finds redemption on Christmas Eve with the help of three ghostly spirits. Weeknights and evening performances begin at 7:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, and select weekday matinees begin at 2 p.m. Tickets start at $25. Student seats are $15 off the full price, excluding Super Saver tickets. Group discounts are available. For showtimes and tickets, call the Hartford Stage box office at 860-527-5151 or visit the website hartfordstage.org/Christmas-carol. Chris Radio, launching audio tours of Carousel Museum, by J.I. Staff. Bristol. The New England Carousel Museum, 95 Riverside Avenue, has been awarded a grant by the Bristol Lions Club to create a low-vision audio tour of the museum in conjunction with the Connecticut Radio Information System, CRIS. The Carousel Museum will host a reception to officially launch these new audio stations on Thursday, December 27th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The museum, with the assistance of CRIS Radio, has developed content and QR codes for the audio tour. With the implementation of the QR codes, guests will be able to instantly hear interesting carousel history and information. CRIS Radio is a nonprofit radio reading service that has been serving people who are blind or print challenged for nearly 4 decades. They provide a variety of audio recording services for people who have visual, learning, emotional, intellectual, or physical disabilities. Programs powered by CRIS Radio include CRIS Radio, CRIS Streaming Hospitals, and other healthcare facilities such as nursing homes and assisted living facilities, CRIS On Demand, CRIS Kids, CRIS Access in Museums, and CRIS En Español. Carousel Museum hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. Admission is $6 for adults, $5.50 for seniors, $3.50 for children 4 to 14, $2 for children 1 to 3, and free for children younger than 1 and members. For more information, visit the website thecarousel.museum.org. Celebrate Kwanzaa in New Britain, December 29th, by J.I. Staff. New Britain, the Queen Anne Nzinga Center will present its 29th annual Kwanzaa celebration on Saturday, December 29th at 7 p.m. at the historic Trinity on Main, 69 Main Street. Kwanzaa, an African-American cultural holiday that celebrates the harvest each year, encourages the traditional values of family, community, responsibility, commerce, and self-improvement. The celebration is open to people of all ages, races, cultures, and faiths, and all are invited. The celebration will include the traditional Kwanzaa rituals of African drumming and dance, reading the libation statement, lighting candles, and making positive affirmations. In addition, the Queen Anne Nzinga Center participants will perform in a musical titled Change at QANC High. Set on a high school campus, the show begins with kids not working together, putting each other down, and lacking a unified spirit. Because of this, their basketball team and dance troupe are unsuccessful. As the students begin to apply the principles of Kwanzaa, positive results ensue. The performers include a mix of professionals, children, and teenagers who will offer an eclectic show consisting of gospel, jazz, soul, pop, and hip-hop music. The celebration will feature music from Nzinga's daughters, Nzinga's Watoto, legendary and soul singer Betty Harris, and others. Tickets are $15 for general admission, $10 for seniors and youths. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the show begins at 7 p.m. For more information, visit the website qanc.org. Tickets on sale for Bowser's Ultimate Doo-Wop Party at Mohegan Sun Arena. Mohegan Sun Arena, 1 Mohegan Sun Boulevard, will host Bowser's Ultimate Doo-Wop Party Volume 18 on Sunday, January 20th at 3 p.m. Tickets range from $25 to $35 and may be purchased by visiting the website mohegansun.com. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the timeout section of the Journal Inquirer for December 20th. Today's program was made possible by funding from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. If you have a question or need more information on any of the stories I've read, call Chris at 860-727-9579 or toll free at 1-800-708-0004. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.